Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the 1980s, a flooding Great Salt Lake threatened transportation, industry, and the economy in Utah. Under the leadership of Utah Governor Norm Bangerter, the emergency was solved by installing three huge pumps on the lake's western shore that would pull water away from urban areas out to the desert to evaporate. After only 2 years of use, the pumps were mothballed. 30 years later, this $60 million project still sits out in the West Desert, waiting for another flood. In 1982, after one of the strongest El Niño events ever recorded, Great Salt Lake was monitored for expected flooding. Starting late May of 1983, the massive snowpack melted fast, and the lake rose around 20 feet, nearly doubling its surface area. I-80 was swamped, downtown Salt Lake was swamped, and in other areas of the state, entire mountainsides washed away. Great Salt Lake's flooding during this period is estimated to have caused around $240 million in damages to roads, railroads, private property, and infrastructure such as sewage treatment plants. The conversation in Utah government under Scott Matheson quickly turned to finding a way to dominate nature's natural cycles. Some people thought dyeing the lake a darker color would increase the light absorption and speed up evaporation. One geologist proposed firing a nuclear bomb into the lake or West Desert to create a crater the lake would then fill. Instead, under Bangerter's governance in 1987, Utah installed three water pumps, 27 feet long, 17 feet tall, and each weighing 81 tons. They were a practical quick fix and were cheaper than the other options that would need up to 10 years to take effect. These pumps removed 1.3 million gallons of water per minute, feeding the water out into the West Desert. As for the environmental impact of this process, officials said, quote, "There's virtually nothing out there, maybe a few lizards and one or two rabbits." As expected, over the next 2 years, the lake level lowered. The project won the Outstanding Civil Engineering Achievement Award from the American Society of Civil Engineers. But others noted the futility of creating a massive infrastructure project for a problem that now seems so temporary. With Utah's waters diverted away from Great Salt Lake at an increasing rate to support our growing population, it's uncertain whether the pumps will ever be used again. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.